good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jolene Smith, and she's here as a member of the Park and Rec Board and also heads up the Royal Neighbors. So good morning to you, Jolene.
Good morning, Lamont.
And I guess that connection is really important that you have on two hats this morning, because the project that you want to tell us about, both of you are working on.
Yes, we're going to do Earth Day, which is Friday, April 22nd, and as again this year, we'll be cleaning up out at Shellberg's, and the Park Board has put their stamp of okay on this, so they will have two trailers out there, and they will furnish the garbage bags. We just need the help of the citizens of Atlantic to come out and help us pick up the trash.
It needs some hands and feet and whatever. But let's hope for really good weather, because then it's the most pleasant place to be.
It is really nice out there, and the wind has finally gone down.
Let's hope it stays that way.
It is warming up, so it would be beautiful out there Friday.
Okay, and that, as you mentioned, that's Earth Day. That's April 22nd. And so for the last couple of years, you've been celebrating Earth Day with this project.
Well, Earth Day, this is the 46th year of Earth Day, and it started by a Wisconsin senator, Gaylord Nelson, in 1970, and it led to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the passage of the Clean Air Act, the Clean Water, and the Endangered Species Act. So it's really been around a long time, and at that time, everything was throwaway, and they were really getting concerned about everybody just tossing everything out.
Yeah, we didn't have that. I think because there was still more space and fewer people, maybe
yes,
that it wasn't piling up like now. It just seems to pile up.
Yes, and then the landfill's starting to get full, and you know, where do you put it? We need to recycle. This year they are focusing on food waste. They want to reduce the food waste 50% by the year 2030. And a lot of ways to do that is it brings in the produce in the park, buy local produce and
use it,
yes, and start composting, stop using plastic, foam, and paper products, which we have been kind of a paper throwaway country for a long time.
Well, and then all that fast food always comes in all those container kinds of things to keep it hot and to hold it and so on. So that's increased dramatically over time.
Yes, it has. And other thing on the list, which is buy local produce, which Produce in the Park will be doing starting June 2nd. And recycle as much as you can. We are very lucky in this town to have recycling bins that we can take our recycling things to, and recycle e-waste, which is your electronic devices, which the landfill does take those. Some they charge for and some they don't, so you'd have to call them. And junk mail. I think junk mail has gone down a lot, but we could still end a lot more of it.
Mm-hmm.
And plant.
And if we get it, at least we should recycle it into the paper products.
Into the paper things. Mm-hmm.
Take out the plastic bag. You know, every once in a while, a magazine still comes in a plastic wrap.
Yes, they do.
And so that is not recyclable. Actually, that's got to go. I shouldn't say that so assuredly. I'm not sure that plastic can go in, like the grocery stores have a place you can take your plastic bags.
Yes, I don't know if it can either.
I don't know. We guess we better find
out,
Jolene.
Well, I guess we had. Okay, and another thing, which I'm in Trees Forever, is plant trees, which we are going to do this year. We have a grant that we're going to plant out at Shellberg's on the new trail. I think some at the cemetery and some at the hospital. And I know Arbor Day, which is the 29th, we'll be planting a tree up at the school with the fourth graders. And, of course, the last thing is to reduce food waste, which so much of it's thrown away.
And I think that's good to have that on list, because more and more and more we're finding so much food is thrown away. And, you know, if you went back to, I don't know, when our parents were growing up, I mean, you didn't waste food.
you used it all. And yes. I'm bad about putting it in the refrigerator and it gets to the back. And then I look at it and think, oh, what's this green growing on it?
Exactly. And I know that happens to everybody.
Yes.
And, you know, maybe just buy what you can use. I think sometimes we have a tendency to buy more than we can use. And, well, then all of a sudden somebody invites us out or whatever. And so that plan for using it kind of goes awry. But we just need to be more aware of how much we are wasting.
That is very true. Yeah, it's
cut back.
Yes, yeah. Cut back.
Yes.
And it's hard, though, when you go from a family of four or five and then cut back to two. I found that out. It was hard to cut back on that. And my husband does not eat leftovers, so it was very hard.
Oh, yeah, you have a real challenge there. Yes. For sure. So do you ever sneak anything in into a maid over? So,
oh, yes.
You kind of learned to do that,
yeah.
Too. Yes. So let's talk a little more about the Schaumburgs, that whole area. And because that keeps kind of growing and things are happening out there, and there may be some people in the area don't even know what we're talking about.
Yes, Schaumburg Recreation Area used to be the old quarry. There's three lakes out there, and there's walking trails around the two of the lakes. We have a grant for the trail around the lake number two, which hopefully will start this fall or even this late summer. And the new trail by the Nishna Valley Trails from KJN to Schaumburgs, which is great to walk on. And they've got new grass planted. And if they just, we will be getting trees there if we just get a few benches, because it's a long ways out here. But it's a beautiful place. The grant that we are trying to get, which is due Friday, we'll put help the campground get established, put electricity and water, bathhouse, restrooms, of course, floodproof because it might flood, but and then eventually a shelter on the west end too, and put gravel on the roads. And there's just a lot of things that are in the future for it. And you go out there, and it's just everybody's out there walking or biking. And the dog park has been such a great addition to it. There's always someone out there with their dog exercising or just letting the dogs run, which is very good.
Yes, great addition. And I think the exciting thing, Jolene, and you've seen this because you've been on the Park and Rec Board for a while, the continuing improvement and growth, the opportunities that you've developed.
Yes, yes, it's really growing. And of course, there's always something to do out there, and we thank the master gardeners for coming out and helping us with the flower beds. Mary Strong and I do a lot of it, just general cleanup and keeping the weeds out. There is a good crop of weeds out there to try to keep them out of the flower beds. Mm-hmm. And right now we have a few tulips and some jonquils blooming.
So hey, if you haven't been out there, you better get out.
Better get out and see them.
Yes, yeah.
Before this frost gets them.
You don't have to wait until the 22nd to go out and experience walking on the path. Now, those are marked off, too, as I recall, like, you know, whether you've walked a mile or half a mile or a mile and a half, whatever.
Yes, the Healthy Cass County, when they had the grants, they got signs that you can tell how far you walk or how far you want to walk around the lakes. My daughter has, marked off clear out to KJN and back, and it's 3.2 miles. It's a long way if you go around Lake 1 and or Lake 3 and Lake 1 and then out to KJN.
Oh, okay.
And back.
Well, that's good to know.
We're looking for some benches right now.
Yeah.
Unless KJN would like to put a bench out.
Well, we'll have to talk about that. So always, as you say, something to do. It's open to bicycles as well as walking.
Yes.
But not horses.
No, not horses. No motorized things on it.
Okay. So if you haven't been there, it's time to go check that out because it's great walking. It's really, really pretty. So remind us again of what you would like to have help for on the 22nd Earth Day.
Yes, the 22nd, starting at 3 o'clock out there. We're going to meet in the west parking lot. We'd like Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, the Builders Club, individuals from Atlantic to come out, anybody that's walked out there, come out and help us. We're just going to pick up the trash around the lake, in the ditches, wear old clothes, old shoes, bring gloves. We will have trash bags out there. And, of course, the rain date is Saturday the 23rd, starting at 1.
Okay.
And we do thank the people out that are using the park that do pick up the trash, because we don't really have as much as we had the first time we did this, but it still blows in from other places.
Okay. Well, thank you very much to Jolene Smith for bringing this information to us and requesting the help. And until next time, pick up your litter, because nobody else wants to do that.